everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, 1st of June, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. Before that, you'll have Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30. They'll be offering 18,600 head this go-round, including 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give them a call for more information as well at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. And we remind you the Superior Spring Horse Sale coming on Saturday, June 10th. Next Superior Livestock Sale coming June 1st, Thursday, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, triple-digit gains quickly developed across all livestock markets today with strong commercial buyer support quickly seen in both cattle and hog markets. The focus of the end-of-the-month positioning as well as fundamental shifts allowed for additional triple-digit price swings by midday. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about 7 cents higher. Stock markets lower in light trade. The Dow Jones was 34 points lower. NASDAQ down 15 points. In live cattle, firm buyer activity continued to develop throughout the morning as traders not only focused on developing long-term support across the market, but maintained firm support based on commercial interest in the market. This helped to draw interest back into the market and post triple-digit gains in most all contract months. In feeder cattle, strong triple-digit gains replaced the mixed trade seen during early morning activity, with nearby futures testing gains of $2 per hundredweight. August contracts, though, remain the market leader today, with morning prices holding a $1.95 per hundredweight rally, nearing $152 by midday. The potential to not only draw additional fundamental support back into the live cattle market based on beef market interest, but also attract long-term industry growth, could be the help needed to maintain sustained buyer support. And grain futures were mostly higher today, attracting a little short covering on end-of-the-month buying. Corn prices were higher, helping July futures move back above their 50 and 200-day moving averages following Tuesday's pullback. Soybeans tried to hold on to modest gains following two-sided trade overnight. Meanwhile, July futures took out yesterday's low after the end of trading in Asia, setting up potential for a reversal higher if the gains last. Wheat prices were higher, finding support from weather and Tuesday's crop progress report. Wet conditions, though, on the central and southern plains continued to threaten quality of the hard red winter wheat crop, which sent July Minneapolis futures towards February highs during the overnight. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.